First John chapter 2.
Chapter 1.
Brian, do you mind opening us up in prayer?
Sure.
Please.
Father, you are a great and powerful God, Lord. And we're grateful to know that you're sovereign, that you have control over everything, Lord. And being that you're an all-powerful God and that you're a good and merciful God, Lord, that gives us peace.
Yes.
Father, tonight I pray that you would give us open ears that would hear your word, Lord, and that you would give us wisdom, that we'd take what we learn here, Lord, and put it into practice in our lives. We pray, Father, that you would give us order tonight and that you would give us... that you would write your word on our hearts, that we would know more about you, that we would grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Okay. First John chapter 2. Tonight we'll be on verses 22 and 23, but let's pick up at verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard, Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all. I have not written to you because you did not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Okay. So we've gone from John telling us here, do not love the world nor the things in the world. He who does the will of God abides forever. He moved on, was telling the little children that it's the last time that you've heard Antichrist is coming, and telling that even now Antichrist, false prophets are among us. And we went through that pretty deep, that even now, you know, they're in sheep's clothing. They're among us. Then last week we talked about that, you know, knowing this then, he says, but you have an anointing, okay, from the Holy One, Christ. You have the Holy Spirit. And he says, he does not writing to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know the truth. And he finishes it off in verse 21 by saying, no lie is of the truth. So now to our text, verse 22. Excuse me. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. The word liar in the Greek means it's a falsifier. Okay? So what is this falsifier doing? Okay, they are denying. Okay? So this falsifier is denying. Denies means in the Greek it's arneamai. Or neamahi, and it means to contradict, reject, deny, refuse. Okay? So, what are these liars denying? What are they rejecting? Or what are they trying to falsify?
The truth.
Truth, yes. Look at the text.
They deny Jesus Christ.
Okay. Who is a liar but he who denies that what? Jesus is the Christ. So this is what they're lying about. This is what they're falsifying. This is who they're denying. Okay? Now many in this time here in John's times to his writers, and even now, many people believe that, you know, Jesus was a good teacher. Maybe he was a prophet. But they don't believe that he was the Son of God. They don't believe that he is the Messiah. Okay? They think that he's just a normal man, just like, you know, you and I. I know his parents, it's Joseph and Mary. He's just a normal guy. He's not the Messiah. Yeah, he might be a good teacher and all, but he's not the Christ. And even now, like I said, there's many today who believe that very thing. You know, last week we talked a little bit about the Jehovah's Witnesses. They deny Christ as being God, the Son of God. So, and even in this time, some of these Gnostics claimed to have faith in God. I have faith. Remember, in towards the beginning of 1 John, you know, all these people were claiming to be Christians. Okay? And John's hammering home this whole time. You claim to be Christian, but yet you hate your brother, or you walk in darkness. Well, now, these people were claiming to have a faith in God, but they deny that Jesus is the Christ. And they oppose him even. Okay? They're trying to falsify him. They're against Christ. And what does the Bible say here? That is Antichrist. Because they're against Christ. Okay? And this is exactly John's point here. Because the Father and the Son are one. They're one. Okay? And to deny either one of them is to deny them both. For they are deity. Christ is God. In the flesh he came. Okay, so if we are rejecting or denying or opposing Christ, trying to falsify what he teaches, okay, then we're denying God the Father. And as the text says, that is a liar and an antichrist. 1 John 4:3 says, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Again, every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Very strong verse there. Because there's many who deny that this is not the incarnate Son. He did not come down from heaven. He just, like I said, this is just Joseph and Mary's son. He's not God in flesh. But this verse here says anyone that denies that is not of God, is not of the Father. And this is the spirit, continue on in 1 John 4:3. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is already in the world. So again, what are these Antichrists and these false prophets out here doing? What are the ones that were in this time and even now? What are they out there doing? Denying Jesus. Opposing Jesus. Trying to falsify what he taught. Remember, they oppose. They're against. They reject Christ. And so if they refuse Christ, if they deny that God, this is God in flesh, they are not of God. And remember, they can be among us. 2 John 1:7. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Listen to this. It says, this person, the one who does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, this is a deceiver and an antichrist. This is a deceiver and antichrist. The one who denies that Jesus, in fact, did come in the flesh. Turn, if you would, to regular John, chapter 2.
John 10?
Yes, John 2. I'm going to read all of it, but just a few verses in here kind of show an example of this. John chapter 10.
Verse
Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Verse 7. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So what is, just stop right there for a second. What is the thief and the stranger trying to do?
Steal and destroy.
Steal and destroy. And did it say that the sheep hear his voice?
No.
Correct.
No.
Okay. Let's pick back up verse 11. Again, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. 13. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. Right there he's referring to the Gentiles. He's going to bring in some Gentiles. Okay, and they will be one flock. Verse 17. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Therefore there was a division again among the Jews because of these sayings. And many of them said, he has a demon and is mad. They're talking about Jesus here. He is a demon and he's mad. He's crazy. Why do you listen to him? Verse 21. But others said, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Now it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. When the Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you keep us in doubt? They ask, if you are the Christ, tell us plainly. So they're asking him here, how long are you going to make us wait? Just tell us if you are the Christ. Okay? Verse 25. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. What does that mean? They bear witness to me. The works that I do. That I am the Christ. Okay? Verse 26. But you do not believe. Why don't they believe? Let's read the very next part. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are what?
One.
Are one. Okay? Just tell us if you are the Christ. Don't make us wait anymore. Are you the Christ? He says, I told you. I told you. But you do not believe. So what are these people?
Antichrists.
They deny Christ, right? So therefore they are Antichrist. Okay? Let's flip back over to our text. Spurgeon says this. This is the greatest of all falsehoods. Out of all the falsehoods, out of all the deceiving that goes on, this is the greatest of all falsehoods. And it insults both the Father and the Son by doubting their testimony. Out of all the false information, he's saying here, out of all the deceiving that goes on, the greatest of it all is when you doubt the testimony of the Christ, of Jesus. Because then you're therefore doubting God. And Jesus says, I am the Christ. I told you. And even thankfully, some of them said, a demon can't open the eyes of the blind. I'm assuming that was probably some of his sheep. Verse 23. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. So it is very clear that if we deny Jesus is Christ, or we deny His teachings, we deny His doctrine, then we do not have the Father. It's that simple. It's so clear. And so if we hear someone knocking on our door or whatever, trying to deceive us, trying to lie to us, saying, he was not the Christ. He was a prophet. You know, he was a very good teacher. Lies. Antichrist. And it's very clear. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. Does not. Period. Let's go home. So, if we do not have the Father, if we do not have God, that means that God, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, doesn't abide in us. We're not His. How can we deny Christ and yet have the Father? We can't. He doesn't therefore abide in us. He doesn't know us. We're not His sheep. And I don't know about you guys, but I thank God and praise God that I can hear His voice. You know, not a physical brand, you know, but that He called me and saved me. Is that something that we should be thankful for? That we would be in His flock?
Amen.
That we can hear His voice? That we can feel His conviction? To know without a shadow of doubt that Jesus is the Christ, that He came in flesh and died on the cross for your sins? Praise God for the Good Shepherd, that He would lay down His life for us, His sheep. And if you notice there in John chapter 10, that He clearly says that I lay down my life for them. He's specifying a group of people. That's His sheep. A lot of people have a hard time swallowing that. In fact, John 14:6, we can't even get to the Father except by through who?
The Son.
Through the Son, through Christ. There's no getting to God the Father. You can't bypass Christ. Only through Jesus can we get to the Father. And yet there's many who deny Christ. How sad is that? John 14:7. Here we're going to go over a few verses here. You know, I'm going to go over a bunch of them. John 14:7. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. John 14:10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. John 15:23. Listen to this one. This is Jesus saying, he who hates me hates my Father also. He who denies Christ, he who rejects Christ, he who opposes his teachings, his doctrines, he who says that no, this is not God in flesh, hates God the Father also. Up here, guys, up here. 2 John 1:9a. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. John 5:23. That all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. So it's pretty plain. And there was many more. Many more. It's very clear, guys. If we deny Christ, if we don't adhere to His teachings, to His doctrine, if we try to falsify His teachings, or claim that He is not God in flesh, we are not of the Father. In fact, we hate the Father. But, and continuing on in our text, but the one who acknowledges or confesses the Son has the Father also. Okay, now let's go to a few verses on that. 1 John 4:15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we read earlier that if we deny Christ as the Son of God, then we don't have God. He doesn't abide in us. What's our duty here? Whoever confesses, that Jesus is the Son of God. He did come in flesh. We do listen to His teachings. He did die for His sheep. Then the Father abides in you, and you in Him. Much stress is laid on this confession. Much. Very important that we don't ever deny who Jesus is, what He's done, what He is doing. Much stress is laid on this confession because the false teachers denied this, the reality of the incarnation. They denied it. But this confession implied also such a belief in Christ as put them into possession of His pardoning mercy and indwelling the Spirit into the believers. 2 John 1:9b. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. Again, reaffirming. You say Jesus is the Christ. You say that His teachings are true, that He did come in God, He did come in the flesh, did die, did rise again, that you are of the Father. The word doctrine means instruction, the act or the matter or it hath been taught. Okay? So he who abides, what does abide mean? We went through that one a few times.
To live and stay.
In a place for a long period, forever. To stay in a state or place. Okay? So the one who continues in the instructions of Christ, the one who is obeying the instructions of Christ, what does he say? If you love me, you'll what? You will obey my commands. If you love me, you will obey my commands. So can I be in Christ? Can I claim that, yeah, I'm a Christian. I believe what Jesus says. I believe He is the Son of God. I believe He came to this earth as a man and died on the cross. But then I walk in darkness. Then I deny His teachings. Am I truly of Christ? No. And if I'm not of Christ, I'm certainly not of God. And that's what He's saying here. See, there's more to just saying, yeah, I believe that Jesus is the Christ. I believe He's God's Son. I believe He's God incarnate. I believe He died for me. Yeah, I believe all that.
That's right.
And then go and not honor your father and mother. And then go and get high at a party. And then go and ditch school. Or whatever. There's more to just saying, yeah, I believe that. Because even the demons believe that. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, they tremble.
Jeez.
There's more to it. Do you guys understand? If you therefore claim Christ Jesus, Paul says, so walk in Him. Because if you're not walking in Christ, you're not walking with the Father. John 10:30 says, we read it, I'll read it again. Jesus says, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. Guys, let us then follow after Christ. Obey His commands. Love Him with all of your hearts. Love one another. Lay down your life for one another. Die to yourself daily. Take up your cross and follow Him. Because when you do that, you are of the Father. You abide in the Father, and He in you. Go ahead, please.
Sorry, I just want to make sure we're very clear on this, because there are many people out there who preach a quote Jesus. And what I want to say is that anyone who preaches a Jesus that is anything less, no matter how good it sounds, no matter how holy he sounds, a Jesus that is anything less than what the Scripture says He is, God Almighty, God incarnate, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christ, is not teaching the Jesus of the Bible, and they are therefore denying who He is. I mean, a good example is the Mormons, who will actually preach that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, the Messiah. Yet He started out as the spirit brother of Satan. He was at one point a man who became a god. This is less than the Jesus that the Bible preaches is our God, our Savior. And so we need to be very careful about this. And just to reinforce what you were saying, anytime that we go out and say, yeah, we believe this, but then live in a different way, we are doing the very same thing. By our lives and by our actions, we are preaching to the world a Jesus Christ that is less than what the Bible says He is. And I want to read the verse that you referred to in James, where it says, you believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder, but are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless? So your works, your life, need to back up your words.
Amen. Thank you. You know, and again, anyone who does not claim the Jesus of the Bible the Holy Bible. You know, unless it's, you know, of course they have their own Bibles that they've created. Okay? What scripture have I given to you the past 2 weeks that we must test? Tested. Yes. Correct. Very good. Crystal? What? Test the spirits. Very good. Test the spirit. Okay, guys.
If that's not inspiration,
I'll give you two props,
Spencer. We must test the spirits to see if they are of God. And that's an excellent point, Brian. Thank you. Okay. Anything else? Any other comments? Okay, let's pray. Father God, Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, may it change us. May it convict us. Lord, that we would not just be hearers of your holy word. Lord, let it sink into our very hearts. Mold our hearts, God. Change them. Soften them. Change the way we act, the way we think, the way we talk, Father. Make us to be imitators of who you are, of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, God incarnate. Help us not to just say, yes, I believe that. Help us to live that. God, may it be a desire in our hearts that we can never get enough of your word, that we're thirsty for it, that we desire to be in your word, studying who you are, striving to become like you, fighting to finish the race, testing the spirits as we go about our daily lives. For truly, if we have Jesus and obey His commands and walk as He walked in the light, then Father, we have You. And we are of Your sheep, and we can hear Your voice. Lord, may we not be the fool who just hears the word. Yeah, I believe that. But then goes and walks in darkness. Convict us, Lord. Let us be a family. Let us be knit together. Let us die to ourselves and put others' interests before ourselves. Lord, may we truly be in you. Lord, may we truly have fellowship, for our fellowship is with you. In Jesus' holy, precious name, amen. Amen.